You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And our guest is Dr. Rita Benn, co-founder and acting executive director of the Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness in Education. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Benn.
Thank you for having me.
Mindfulness in education, with everything that's been going on in our world right now, that seems like that would be more important or essential than ever.
Totally. If there ever was any question as to whether you wanted to engage in learning how to practice mindfulness, now is the time, given how much stress we're under and with the pandemic and the chaos in our political system right now, we need to find ways that we can center ourselves and be more balanced.
Is this mindfulness for the educators or for the students or both?
For both, for parents as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't live in isolation. So, you know, teachers themselves are, you know, very stressed. They have had to adapt really quickly to creating new curriculum that they had to put online. Teachers then also their own kids at home that they have to take care of and monitor and make sure that they're following their lessons. And they don't know when and if it will be safe to return back to the classroom and how that will all work. Everything is just so uncertain, and dealing with uncertainty, as you know, is quite challenging.
So when we talk about mindfulness in education, what exactly are we talking about?
We're talking about learning to understand how our mind works, so that we can bring a sense of clarity and calmness to whatever situation is presenting itself, and learning how to be present to the moment. So much of the time we're distracted and we're thinking about something else, and we're not able to focus on our attention on what's right in front of us. So mindfulness is really can give you a set of tools that can help you stay connected and grounded to the present moment. Usually we would teach some practices for that, like a breath practice, or feeling your feet on the ground, or paying attention to what's in your heart, recognizing that your thoughts are always going, and we don't have to follow every single thought that comes into our mind. So just some simple ideas that we teach students and educators about, so that they can learn more about how it is that their brain works, how their body responds, and how their heart responds.
How long ago did you start the Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness in Education?
We first became incorporated as a nonprofit organization in 2014, so it's now almost 7 years that we've been in existence. And in that time, we have gone into schools and we have trained educators and students around different curricula that teach about mindfulness. We have put on workshops and conferences where we have brought in leading national experts to talk about mindfulness and ways in which they can implement that practice at home or in the classroom. And next year, we're actually having a conference that's focused on race and trauma and healing. We had to postpone it. It was supposed to be last year, and we've postponed it now till October 1st and 2nd, where we hope that we will have educators and social workers and clinical psychologists from all across the state to come and participate.
And you have a couple more events coming up I want to get to in a minute, but I wanted to ask you, do you feel that mindfulness in education is being well received, and are you seeing an increased interest?
Yes, we are seeing more of an increased interest, that's for certain, and it is well received, especially with the advent of technology and our staying at home more. There have been more apps that have been created,
right,
and that have give little short practices related to mindfulness, and educators are turning to that to use that with their students and for themselves.
And you have a live panel conversation coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. On January 28th, we are bringing together a panel of students, teachers, and clinicians who have worked with the Broward School County, where the mass shooting took place at Parkland Schools. They have implemented a community-wide mindfulness-based program for students and teachers and parents in the community. So they're going to share with us what they've done and what's been helpful, and how mindfulness can alleviate trauma.
Trauma to me seems like a pretty intense word, and I'm wondering if everyone is even aware of the, quote, trauma in their life. Can you tell us exactly what you mean by that and what that looks like?
Well, I think what we can really say is that what we're undergoing right now in our pandemic is a trauma. Mm. All of our routines have been disrupted. We don't necessarily have any control or agency as to when this will be over. And as a result of that, our nervous system gets highly activated. And so that we may then be responding with kind of all different behavioral reactions. We may be feeling more fatigued. We may be more impatient. We may not be as productive as we like to be. All of those are symptoms of stress. And when stress is more severe, we might refer to it as trauma.
Mm.
So we have like the little T trauma, which and a big T trauma. And this is, all of us right now are experiencing some degree of trauma from being in this pandemic.
And I know we hear about it more and more. I just wonder if people were connecting to that word and realizing that, yeah, probably you are experiencing some sort of trauma or did growing up as well.
Typically, when we think of trauma, we think of a particular event that occurred. You know, we had a car accident, or we were severely abused as a child, or we got a diagnosis of a severe illness. And the impact of that gets embedded in our nervous system, and we're not necessarily often aware of its impact on us until we start to explore more deeply when we see that we're feeling more overwhelmed or dysfunctional.
So here you, Dr. Rita Benn, have created this organization to bring mindfulness to education. Would you say that this is a personal passion of yours?
Definitely. In schools, we learn about how our body works, but we don't learn about the brain and how our mind works. So it's fun that there's a fundamental omission. I used to say that the F word in education was feelings, and we didn't talk about that. And until we really understand the impact of our emotional life, we won't be able to have a clearer path for success or how it trips us up. And mindfulness is all about getting underneath our thoughts, our stories that we create about ourselves, and to tap into a sense of awareness, which gives rise to all of experience and allows us to really examine ourselves with a sense of kindness.
Dr. Rita Benn, co-founder and acting executive director of the Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness and Education. I know you have a couple events coming up and we're out of time, but I will put links to that. We'll put a link to your website on our website, WEMU.org, so people can find out more.
Please, yes, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, because we post a lot of resources on those social media platforms.
And thanks for joining us for Art and Soul.
Thank you.